Valkyries fans, you're listening to the Valkyries Post-Op with Kevin Dana.
RC Davis here with you following the Valkyries 87-84 loss in Minnesota to the Lynx, the team that locked out the Valkyries a year ago in the playoffs and a team Golden State has yet to beat in its infancy. Kevin, tough loss.
Very tough loss. And look, a great effort. This is the best they have played the Lynx in Minnesota. Of course, they had the one-point loss in Game 2 of the playoffs down in San Jose. But as good as Olivia Miles was in this game, and she was fantastic with her 28 points, her 7 assists, her 8 made threes, it was the Courtney Williams mid-range jumpers in the fourth quarter that really kind of delivered it. And she had 9 points in the fourth quarter, had that huge baseline jumper to bump the lead up to 4. She was hitting contested long twos. But that's her shot diet. And so, you know, other coaches, or you might look at the shot she's taken if you didn't know much about Courtney Williams and say, you live with those shots. Well, you know who else will live with those shots? Courtney Williams will live with those shots. 48% of her points come in the mid-range. That leads the WNBA by a country mile. I mentioned this stat earlier. Second most, AZ Fudd, 23% of her points come in the mid-range. She's 50% on non-paint twos. It's incredible, and she shoots more than 8 of them a game. This is what she does, and she hit those biggest shots from her sweet spots. Even though they were well-defended, those are shots that Courtney Williams is very comfortable taking, and I think those shots were the difference in this game.
Timely. And as you said, in her sweet spot.
Yep.
She still got there.
She still got there. And I wouldn't say like that the Valkyries defended her poorly. At the end of the day, she had 17 points on 18 shots. You would live with that kind of efficiency from Courtney Williams, but the shots she did hit, she was 2 of 8 from the field in the first half. She was 6 of 10 from the field in the second half. I mean, she does not get to the line like at all. She's attempted 9 free throws in 10 games this year, and she missed that last free throw that gave the Valkyries some sort of look at the end. But Courtney Williams, you see why she is a multi-time All-Star in this league, and she's probably headed to her third All-Star game this season. You got to give a lot of credit to the Minnesota Lynx. They don't have Nafisa Collier. They don't have Dorca Juhas, who is going to be a huge presence in the post for them. And they're 8-2. And they lost like 3 starters from last year, not including Nafisa Collier. And they're still 8-2 with the best record in the WNBA, now by a game and a half over the Dallas Wings and Las Vegas Aces.
And you explained this earlier in the game, but you might want to explain it again, why this was the game to get.
Yeah, so I thought in this 2-game road trip, if you split it, the Valkyries are going to have a good chance to be in contention for to represent the West in the Commissioner's Cup Championship. Why I thought this was the game to get was because, A, the second game is against Las Vegas, who you lost to by 10, but you were down 24 in the fourth quarter of that game. The Aces are, I don't care about the records, the Aces are the best team in the league. They're the defending champions. In a series, I'm taking Las Vegas over Minnesota 10 times out of 10. You also play that game at noon. So this was just doing the math. 8 p.m. here, 12 p.m. Saturday. That's like a 40-hour turnaround with a flight tomorrow. So it's not a full, like,
tomorrow's a wasted day.
Yeah, it's a waste. It's not a short flight. I don't know exactly the flight time, but flight time from Minnesota to San Francisco is like 4 hours plus, so it's probably 3 hours plus. Not going to be a short flight. You play at 12. You're not necessarily good against the Las Vegas Aces. That's going to be a tough game. And also point differential. Minnesota's plus 34 coming into this game. So secondary tiebreaker, if it comes down to point differential, because they defeated the Phoenix Mercury by 34, if you had the head-to-head tiebreaker, at least you could hang a loss on Minnesota. You don't have to worry about that point differential as much. And now you're basically going to need Minnesota to lose a couple of games. And they can do that. They got to play Las Vegas. I think Vegas is the better team. But then someone else needs to beat them. Is that going to be Dallas? It could be Dallas. But then you need to beat the Dallas. It's just like the picture gets a little cloudier now. It's not impossible, but it became a little more improbable tonight.
Not one, not two, not three, but I counted four big-time missed layups. That's four or five blown bunnies that would have made the difference tonight.
Yeah, that's 8 points right there, RC. And
8-4 times two, carry the one. Yep, you're right.
That would make it 92-87. Of course, you know, there's no clear transitive property in sports, but those would have been good ones to have. They just didn't go tonight. The Valkyries, in general, were a little better from two than they were against Las Vegas Aces. I mean, they're 16-39 on twos. The Minnesota Lynx in this game were 16-47 on twos, so they weren't exactly blowing the cover off the hoop either. But they had some easy looks tonight that if you ask any of those Valkyries players, they'll tell you that they should have made those. And in a one-possession game like this, those are misses that kind of come back to haunt you.
Olivia Miles, yeah, the rookie out of Notre Dame, is my choice.
Yeah, I mean, nearly tied a WNBA record for made threes for someone who had made two threes in her entire professional career. It's eight in this one. You know, the WNBA record for made threes is nine. It's been done five times by four different players, and Olivia Miles almost became the fifth player and the sixth time that it happened. And also, the seven assists with just one turnover and three blocks for your point guard. It's pretty good.
Yeah, it's not like she's 6'5 either. She's not a big point guard either.
Yeah, no, she's not. She's 5'10.
Yeah.
So, I mean, again, as long as she stays healthy, she's walking away with Rookie of the Year honors.
Are you agreeing with me? She's your Chuck Chancey player of the game?
Yeah, she's my Chuck Chancey player of the game.
All right.
Winning hand and then some. She was incredible tonight. And, yeah, you got to give her a ton of credit. She is so fun to watch. I mean, yeah, she had the seven assists. We were talking about her threes, but she is one of the most electric passers in the game. And this is stuff you saw from her at Notre Dame. And, like, when I saw it live, like, I did one of her games at South Bend against Stanford. Like, I was there live in the flesh courtside. And, I mean, it blew your mind just what she was able to do with the ball. I mean, the fact that she and Hannah Hidalgo were in the same backcourt, that's not fair. We'll see Hannah Hidalgo in the WNBA soon enough, and I can't wait for that moment. But Olivia Miles, her court presence, it is next level. She is ready-made to play in the WNBA, and it's about as good of a 10-game start you can have if you're a WNBA player.
Interesting end of the game. The Valkyries ended up getting a timeout off that jump ball, off the defensive call. You think Chenchi wants that shot again?
Oh, yeah. I mean, and she shot the last shot of the 2025 season, right? 2.8 seconds ago, inbounded to Chenchi, got to her spot in the mid-range, just missed it. That would have won the game and would have sent it back to Minnesota for a game three. Again, she's a former Minnesota Lynx player herself, and you know she wants to deliver some justice to the Lynx. And she had a very good game. She scored 18 points, hit a couple of really tough threes, 4 of 11 from deep. You'll take 36% any day of the week. 3 rebounds, 3 assists, 4 of 4 from the foul line. She had a very solid game. But, you know, she's thinking she'd like that last shot back. I mean, it was well contested. It wasn't a super clean look, but with 3.8 to go, you just want to get something up. And they did get a look at the hoop. And Natasha Howard credited her defense there, and she had a double-double, 12 points and 10 rebounds, Natasha Howard. But just a little short. But I do like what I've seen from Cecilia Zandalasini this year. I think, you know, she just adds another element to this starting five when she's in there for her offense and her shot creativity.
Her third straight game starting. That starting unit now for Natalie Nicasi. I think we're going to see that a few more games in a row, wouldn't you say? Moving forward full time.
Yeah, even though the starting lineup's 1 and 2, this is your starting lineup going forward, I think. I mean, I think maybe at some point we might see Janelle Salon in there. And depending on how Yusei develops, maybe we see Yusei Otite in the starting lineup. But yeah, I think this is going to be your starting five going for at least the near future. And of course, you know, maybe Natalie Nicasi throws something else out there for the next game. But, yeah, I have no complaints about that.
2 games ago, the Valkyries had 11 swats, 0 last game, even though Alan Brown and I called at least 2. And then 7 tonight. They're Burton, one of the 7 for Golden State.
Yeah, I mean, as a team, they are 5th in blocks per game. Kia Stokes with 3 blocks. I mean, she has just been an absolute rim deterrent for the Valkyries. So good to see that from Kia, who had 7 points, hit another 3 in this game. Veronica Burton. She had the five-block game against Indiana last week. She gets another block in this one. She led the Valkyries in total blocks last season. You know, for your 5'9 point guard, that's not too shabby. She continues to play like this. She's going to be in consideration for a spot in the All-Star game in Chicago at the end of July.